It's 12 hours Universal Time, 14 hours here in Paris. You're listening to Radio France International.
Alice Moss.
Hello, good afternoon, and a very warm welcome to this programme of news and current affairs from around the world. These are our top stories this hour. Chinese President Hu Jintao calls for talks with Taiwan just days before his visit to Washington. A state of emergency is declared in 10 regions across Serbia after severe flooding from the River Danube. As Christians across the world celebrate Easter, Pope Benedict XVI delivers his first Easter Sunday message from the Vatican and calls for peace in Iraq, the Middle East and Darfur, and for a solution to the Iranian nuclear crisis. Those are the headlines. More details for you on all those stories in just a moment. And stay with us after the news for another date with Club 9516, featuring music, competitions and, of course, your letters. Hello to our top story first of all. Chinese President Hu Jintao has called for talks on an equal footing between China and Taiwan as soon as possible. Hu travels to Washington on Tuesday, where talks on Taiwan are thought to be high on the agenda. Hu's statement this Sunday came after meeting Lien Chan, the former leader of Taiwan's opposition Kuomintang Party. Lien was leading a delegation of more than 100 Taiwanese opposition politicians and business people to China, a move that was dismissed by opponents as propaganda. Today, Hu was stressing the need for peace, but analysts have suggested that Beijing's overtures to Taiwan's opposition are an attempt to isolate Taiwanese President Chen Shui-bian, who favours formal independence for the island. Despite difficult political relations, trade between mainland China and Taiwan reached $91.2 billion last year. But today, Hu warned that the Chinese economy could be growing too quickly. The government of Serbia has declared a state of emergency in 10 regions following severe floods across southeastern Europe. Hundreds of people have been evacuated near the Serbian capital Belgrade as the Danube and other rivers rise to record levels. On Saturday, rescue teams in Smederevo, 50 kilometres east of Belgrade, cleared the town as the Danube burst its banks. The city centre of Golubac on the Romanian border is also underwater. In Romania, the Danube has reached its highest level since 1895, and civil defence teams have begun the controlled flooding of land to try and limit damage. Floods in the region last year killed dozens of people and left farmland and infrastructure destroyed. As Christians across the world celebrate Easter Sunday, which marks the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Pope Benedict XVI has delivered his first Easter message from the Vatican in front of a crowd of tens of thousands of worshippers. Speaking first in Italian, the Pope called for peace in the Middle East, Iraq, and for Sudan's Darfur region. He also hoped for a rapid solution to the Iranian nuclear crisis and Italy's current electoral deadlock.
Oggi, anche in questa nostra epoca, segnata da inquietudine e incertezza, riviviamo l'evento della risurrezione che ha cambiato il volto della nostra vita, ha cambiato la storia dell'umanità.
Pope Benedict XVI speaking to the city and the world in Rome in his traditional Easter message known as Urbi and Orbi. The Pope is also celebrating his 79th birthday today. The atmosphere in Rome now is very different to last year when the previous Pope, John Paul II, was terminally ill and could only wave weakly at the crowd. He died just 6 days later. Since becoming Pope a year ago, Benedict has presented himself as a pontiff interested in contact with other faiths and just as willing to travel as his predecessor. This is RFI in Paris, the time 4.5 minutes past the hour. Over 20 people, including policemen, have been injured in religious clashes in the Egyptian port city of Alexandria after attacks on churches on Sunday. The incidents, which pitted Muslims versus Coptic Christians, occurred at the funeral of a 78-year-old Coptic worshipper stabbed to death in church in one of three attacks on churches in Alexandria on Friday. 15 people, both Muslims and Copts, are being held in connection with the clashes, according to police sources. This is the latest in a string of incidents recorded around the country in recent months against members of the Coptic community, which represents 10% of Egypt's mainly Muslim population of 73 million. The Copts accuse the government of failing to protect them. The US condemned Friday's attacks and urged Cairo to work to defuse tensions between Christians and Muslims. In the United States, a former intelligence analyst has claimed America began planning a military campaign against Iran even before the invasion of Iraq in March 2003. Writing in the Washington Post newspaper, William Arkin, an expert on West Berlin in the 1970s, said the plan involved missile strikes, a land invasion, and a naval operation to establish control of the Strait of Hormuz. He says U.S. and British planners have already conducted exercises in the Caspian Sea as part of preparation begun in 2002. Meanwhile, ex-NATO commander Wesley Clark has become the seventh retired U.S. general to call for the resignation of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Kathmandu, the capital of Nepal, is the scene Sunday of more pro-democracy protests for the 11th day in a row. Around a dozen hotel and restaurant workers were arrested after more than 1,000 people took to the streets in the capital's tourist area of Thamel, with food and fuel in short supply and prices rising. Businesses are closed and transport is non-existent. On Saturday, at least 5,000 protesters, including hundreds of journalists, marched in Kathmandu, and opposition parties say the protests against King Gyanendra's absolute rule is growing. Finally, to close this bulletin, in cricket, New Zealand are on 135 for 6 on the second day of the first test against South Africa in Centurion. That's in reply to the host's first inning score of 276. This is RFI, now the club.
Bonjour, everybody. Do I have a treat for you today on the club? The group Tatum, starring the two Raphaels. Say hello, Raphael.
Hello.
And Raphael.
Hello.
Okay, and you're going to hear their great music in just a moment. But first...
Yes!
Radio France International proudly presents Club 9516 starring David Page.
I love David Page.
Yes!
Starring David Page.
Starring David Page.
David.
Club 9516.
Avec David Page.
Yes!
I love David Page.
Les mots que je ne peux pas dire. Me brûle les lèvres et même pire. Ils sont en moi mais tout sourd. Désarme leur loi et mes soupirs. Et mes soupirs. Ces mots que je n'ose pas confier m'emmènent loin et me tourmentent. Et quoique je ne veuille pas l'avouer, il se pourrait bien qu'il me manque. Jamais sortir en cascade. Ils ne sont pas encore de mise. Me disent tes yeux de jade, tes yeux de jade. Je garde au creux de moi, voudrais peut-être s'élancer vers les lendemains de nos émois, loin du passé de mes pensées. Ces mots-là, je veux les garder, j'ai bien trop peur qu'ils ne s'envolent, et si jamais quand ils sortaient. Ce sera pour les autres. Le meilleur ne sera pas nôtre. Quelle
I like the little scream at the end.
Yeah. It was my neighbor.
It was your neighbor?
Yeah, it's not me. About 3 years old.
Oh, 3 years old. He didn't like the song.
Well, he always kept, yeah.
One of the recordings, he was in the street and shouted so loud that it was in the record and it was just perfect in time. And
it is. It's so cool. It's a good way to end the song and so forth. Welcome to the club, everybody. And my guest, as I said at the beginning, Tatum. The group spelled T-H-A-T-U-M. What is that supposed to mean?
It means nothing in particular, I think. It's only like a percussive sound. It's like,
yeah, we like it because it's like tatum tum stack
tatum tatum.
Yeah. Okay. It's like drum.
A little rhythm.
And it's sweet and dynamic at the same time.
And it's spelled T-H-A-T-U-M. At first I was thinking, are they thinking of Tatum O'Neill? Tatum O'Neill? The Ryan O'Neill's like, no.
Neither are Tatum. Sorry.
Neither are Tatum or anything. And then, of course, if, you know, he's pronouncing it in English, you might have a tendency to say Fatum.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I prefer Tatum.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But people can pronounce it the way they want, as long as they like the music.
As long as they like it, yes.
Now, our guests are the founders of Tatum, Raphael Noda,
yes,
and Raphael Ara.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sort of like Scarlett O'Hara.
No. We have very good references, Tatum O'Neill, Scarlett.
Yeah. The all Irish program here today is like, where did you people get together and when did you decide to make this music thing happen?
Well, in fact, we met in 2002 by common friends, and he was looking for a singer, actually. And so I came by his place, and I just tried, and we got on well. So we decided that we really wanted to compose together and play some music anyway. Yeah.
And we had the same ambition to create a music that would be a balance between very nice melodies and very rich instrumental music.
Yes.
And mixing a lot of different styles like jazz, trip-hop, world music and everything. And
all sort of music.
Yeah, it's very hard to put a particular label, and I hate it when people want to put labels on particular kinds of music. You know, you can say, is this jazz, rock, what is it exactly? It's Tatum.
It is.
And it sounds very good. Who writes the lyrics?
We both do it.
Yeah.
We took our forehands and did it together, really. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any place people can buy your CDs?
Yes. They came back on our site, how do you say, website, yeah,
yes,
at first, tatum.com, and also in Fnac in Les Halles, in Paris, and
on the internet, also.
On the internet, Fnac.com,
MP3
as well.
Downloadable.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
iTunes and everything.
Oh, well, that's good, because we're going to make this music more accessible to the world.
Yes, that's the aim.
And who are your musical influences?
Well, for my part, I am a jazz fan and jazz man at the beginning, so my greatest influences are Coltrane, Miles Davis, Gil Evans, and I also like a lot music from all over the world, especially from Brazil, and Chico Buarque and Vinicius de Moraes.
You can hear that a little bit in music. You can hear that. Now, you, Raphael. Who are your influences?
Well, most of my influences are Anglo-American artists. It has always been. It has first been the rhythm and blues with Otis Redding a lot, Aretha Franklin, all this music influence, but also American songwriter like Ricky Lee Jones that I love a lot.
Have you met Ricky Lee Jones?
Never.
Okay.
But I've seen her.
She comes to Paris quite a lot.
Yeah, I've seen her on stage in Paris. Yeah. It was wonderful. And other, it's often American artists, I must say.
Yeah. Now, you're also an actress.
Yes, I am a theater actress in Paris and in France. We're playing our play in different provinces.
What's the play?
Well, it's a contemporary text, which are those of Jacques Adjadj, and we are two actresses, and there's a one musician also with us, so we can sing between the texts.
Oh, wow, that sounds good.
Yes, it's...
That's very good.
You should
like
thank
it.
You.
Okay, well, we'll have to check that out. Tell us about this next song called Volutueuse. What is it supposed to mean?
Well, it's a song about that makes symbolic parallel between cigarette and love. And so it talks about, you know, this very...
it's an addiction.
Addictive, yeah, addictive
it's
love.
It's an addiction. Yeah. To love or to cigarettes, in any way, it's an addiction. It's very sensual. All the text is very sensual. You can put it in love, sex, or cigarettes.
I had this feeling about it as I was listening to it. Let's see how the audience reacts, okay? Volit tuus tatum.
On peut m'en sortir. que tu me laisses sans volonté, c'est pour mieux me perdre et m'emporter. M'attirer vers tes volutes à tout jamais.
You're listening to Club 9516 on Radio France International
with David Page.
David
is marvelous.
David Page.
Indeed, that was a very sensual song.
Yes.
Very well sung and played.
Thank you.
What instrument do you play, Raphael?
Well, on stage I play only the saxophone, but on the disc I also play the bass, oud, cavaquinho, keyboards, and a few.
Sort of like a one-man band, huh?
Yes.
It sounds great. How many songs? Are there 13 on there?
Well, in fact, there are 12.
12.
Because this first one is...
Is a remix.
The second one is... Yes, yeah. Exactly.
They are... Oh, it's just... I've listened to the whole thing over and over again, It's something that you do become addicted to.
Well, thank you very much.
And it's very lovely to see so far. Now, we've been hearing the songs in French because this is Radio France Internationale, but a little bit later in the program, we're going to hear a song in English, and the majority of the songs in the album are in English.
They are. Because
why?
It was more natural for us. It may be strange or weird or something, but for me, it became it was more easier to... Right, in English.
Sure, because if it's the kind of music.
First it was more natural because we thought of a music that would be a modern version of the jazz standards that would mix all the influences, but in that direction it was normal to write it in English. Mm-hmm. And also it's a very powerful language.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the very simple words but can be very powerful. At the difference of French language, because in French it's very intimate, simple words sometimes do sound.
Also, there's a certain light. Has been in the past a certain rigidity as to the resonance of French words. Mm. You know, you can say maison, but you don't say maison.
Sure. Yeah, much less.
You know, for example, however, I think probably some of the up and coming French rap artists and other people like that are starting. To move the language a little bit and open perspectives. We've got to do the news quiz. Sure. Time is going by quickly. On the 5th of March, I asked all of you to talk about a French tropical island in the Indian Ocean, which had been besieged upon by a very strange tropical illness called chikungunya. That seems to be under control right now. What is the name of the island? Réunion. Which, of course, is pronounced in English, Reunion. We have 10 lucky winners, chosen from the thousands of you who had the correct answer. Raphael, who have we got?
We have here François Jacob from Dieppe, Acadie, Nouveau-Brunswick in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We have also Michael J. Kenny from County Kerry in Ireland. And I have here Mickey Delmage in Sherwood Park, Alberta in Canada also.
Okay.
And I've got Hans Werner Lulike from Nax.
That sounds like that could be in Denmark.
Yes.
Denmark, what's the name of the place I know? Hans Werner Lulike in Naxkov, Denmark. Those are your five. Raphael, who have you got?
I have got Terka Atof from Makwadi in Nigeria. I think I have another person from Nigeria. It is Mohamed Ilyasu from Kaduna, so in Nigeria. We have Nelson Singini from Huange in Zimbabwe. Charles Diaz from, Goa in India. And last but not least, Gautam Sharma from... Assam in India.
Okay, congratulations. You've got another one?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm sorry for him, but I haven't forgot him. It's Peter Nguyen in Baltimore, USA.
Okay, congratulations to all 10 of you. You should be receiving your prizes shortly. Now, listen very closely for this week's News Quiz question. You will have until the 22nd of May to get your answers to me. Sunday, May 28th. as we broadcast from the Cannes Film Festival. I will give you the answer to this question and identify the 10 lucky winners chosen from those of you who have the correct answer to this question. The president of a beautiful African country met with U.S. President George W. Bush in Washington this past week. Actually, the two leaders get along quite well, as the African president's country so far is a sterling example of an African democracy that seems to work. Let us just hope the leader in question doesn't ruin all that by trying to stay in power too long. Anyway, what is this African leader's name? RFI has two FM radio stations in his country, and his initials are JK.
You can write to David at the following address: David Page, RFI, BP, 9516, 75016, Paris, France. That's David Page, RFI, BP, 9516, 75016, Paris, France. Or by email at english.service@rfi.fr.
Now, you guys had a fabulous concert this past weekend here in Paris, and you've got another one coming up in June.
Yes, on the 14th of June at the Opus Café in Paris, near the Canal Saint-Martin.
So if anybody is in Paris the 14th of June, do not miss Tatum at the Opus Café on the 14th of June. In the meantime, check out their internet site, Tatum, Tatum.com.
Exactly. You can get all the details.
And you'll get concerts. All the details, okay?
Bell.
Fan club.
Actuality.
Yeah, sure.
All that kind
newsletter.
Of stuff. The newsletter. T-shirts.
Yes!
Well, yeah. Coffee, maybe coffee mugs. Well, that's in the works, perhaps.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
The deluxe package, maybe special golden ring seats for the concert at the Opus Cafe for a
bonus. Yeah, we make products on demand also.
Oh, gosh, that's great. So that's Tatum, Tatum.com. And also, perhaps, if you're checking out the record, you can get that through Fnac.com as well. But the first thing to do is to check out Tatum.
Exactly.
Calm. Thank you to Raphael's. It's been a pleasure to meet you and to have you here.
It was a pleasure for us.
All of the music on the album. You're working on a second one right now?
Yeah, already. We have a lot of different moods and melodies. And we're working on it. And we're trying to... We'll play that on stage before recording. So if you want to discover that, just join us for the next concert.
We will do that. I will certainly make an effort to be there in June at the Opus Cafe on the 14th of June. And the other thing I describe this music is mature music.
Oh.
It's adult music. It's something that's nice to hear now when there's so much commercial product that's coming out that has no soul to it.
Mm-mm.
And this music has soul. And it's easy to listen to. Okay, we'll be back next week. Thanks, you. And say bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, David.
Yes!
Sharing blooms of love, swearing eternal joy.
Il est midi et demi en temps universel, 14h30 à Paris. Sur RFI, les informations avec Céline Dupeux.
Bonjour à tous et bienvenue dans ce journal consacré à la France. Mais avant cela, et en deux minutes, l'essentiel de l'actualité internationale. Le mouvement démocratique poursuit l'action au Népal, manifestation ce dimanche à Katmandou d'un millier de personnes et pour la première fois à travers les quartiers touristiques de la capitale. En Irak, au sud de Bagdad,